I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Live news, live information. Welcome to the BNN Newsline.
Good morning, Joey. Could you please hand me the magazine?
Of course. Wow, what's going on with American teenagers these days? Well, you have to look at this, Gabby.
What? According to a national survey, American teenagers today start drinking, having sex, and entering workforce 3 years later than Americans in 1970s. What's going on?
Maybe today, teenagers spend more time on the internet and schoolwork. Teenagers in 1970s have less entertainment and stress from school.
You remind me of a book named Blood Red Romance, and when the hero was sent to the countryside, he discovered that the villagers tend to have sex more frequently than townsfolk did. Well, we don't know about the data in China, but I guess there should be more people who support free sex, especially before a marriage.
Hard to say that. You arrived at your conclusion depending on your experience of how people have changed their old ideas. From my perspective, college students in China nowadays are more open to sex, not only straight guys, but also gays and lesbians.
Yeah, it seems that we are making steps to more than concept and rebelling against virgin obsession. Though more new social issues spring up, anyway, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Are you sure that's what it means? Maybe Amy and Sheldon have showed us the reason. Amy said she has genitals, she had the potential for sexual arousal. Then Sheldon answered it was a cross we all must bear.
Haha, kind of sweet burden.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Banana Mini Theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banana Sexy Talk. I'm Joey. Thank you, guys. Okay, kick things off tonight. I got some special treats. First, let's watch a short video about them.
Hey, guys. My name is Gabriella, 22 years old. My ex betrayed me. He lied to me for many years. I didn't know that he had a dubious relationship with a bitch until I met them in a shopping mall which is next door block by accident last week. I don't want to let the shit burn myself anymore. Maybe I'm not very funny and attractive, but I'm sure I will be loyal to love unless my partner, I was fond of listening to music, especially the light music which can make me relax and calm. Sometimes it can even heal the pain of my mind.
Hello, I'm Jeremy. I came from Los Angeles. I just celebrated my 24th birthday on Friday. In my leisure time, I usually go to the gym. Also, football is a good choice. In summer, the pool party appeals to me. I really hope I can find my love here.
Wow, it's not hard to see that both of them are special, and I can't wait to see what will happen to them. Now, let's go to the next segment, the dark room.
Hi, Jeremy. Nice to meet you tonight.
Hello, Gabby. You're so pretty. I like your dress. That's beautiful.
Oh, really? Thank you. It's so nice of you. To be honest, you look like a bit similar to my ex.
Wow, that's not cool.
Never mind. It's okay. I will try my best to forget that fucking jerk. Well, you just said you're interested in fitness.
Yeah, most girls have no resistance to a strong man with sexy muscle definition, right? Let me show you.
Oh, come on. Your figure is perfect. And how often do you swim? Actually, I love swimming. I thought maybe it can be our common interest.
That's cool. In fact, it depends on the Blue Star Club in San Francisco. And I will be there if a pool party is held.
Wait, the Blue Star? You mean the well-known swimming club?
Sure, anything's wrong?
Where?
In San Francisco, there are only one blue star in there.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we have a quick hookup now? You're glamorous.
And you are so hot.
Wow, dim the lights, please.
Gosh! Who are you? You must be not from LA.
What? The girl's side gave her choice ahead of schedule. It's the first time in our program that someone stopped dog room time in advance. What happened?
You liar! You are Jerry! Jerry always goes to the blue star. I was not sure at the beginning until I found the three moles on your inner thigh. What's more, the position is exactly alike. You're Jerry, right? Uh-huh. You betrayed me, you bastard! Stay away from me now!
Hey, darling, listen to me. I'm sorry. I beg you to forgive me, please. I still love you so much.
No way!
Please!
You scumbag!
Oh my god, Jeremy cheated us. He cheated everyone. Damn it!
Dear audience, welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk. I'm today's anchor, Winona.
And I'm Gabby.
And today we have...
Kevin.
Frank.
Martin.
Jeremy.
Rachel again.
Steven.
Woo!
Wow! We have Martin today.
Martin is here again. Wow, what a precious guest. Nowadays, especially in some Western countries, I think, it's very common to have sex before you confirm your relationship with someone. And we have to admit it, that sex life is very important, no matter for girls or boys. Because you have to confirm the ability... the sexual ability of someone before you make sure that you want to have a relationship with him or not.
Yeah, sex issues always arouse heated discussion in our society. You know,
yeah.
Months ago, Ode to Joy became a hit, and when Yin Qing found Qiu Ying is not a virgin anymore, he just pissed off and wanted to break up with her. Also, there is a famous TV series whose name is Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And the love line is really complicated. Nearly everyone have sex with another
person.
Wow.
Every single rose.
Yeah. So today our topic is, do you support the sex before relationship or not?
Sex before relationship. Note, before relationship, not marriage. Oh, I think they can be the same.
No.
Well, marriage is kind of relationship, and becoming lovers is another kind of relationship.
Yeah.
So we're discussing these two types of sex.
Yeah, I think sex before marriage is a must, but before relationship is selective.
Wait, why sex must be related to relationship?
Because
why sex, at the end, it will lead to one kind of relationship?
Because if you have sex with someone, you have some kind of relationship with this guy too.
Well, let's discuss that later. First question is, have you ever heard of friends having sex before confirming relationships, including the sex for one night leading to a happy ending?
I just heard of one night stand, but never heard what's happened next.
Because they will never tell us.
Yeah. Well, don't you have stories?
One night stand.
No.
A friend of mine.
Ah.
No, this is
boring.
A friend. Come on. In China, and it's a project to be some kind of like guidance of some foreign performers. They came to China to give their dancing show, the contemporary dance. So my friend was a guidance of the guy, I think is from Spain or Israel, I forgot it.
Wow. Oh god.
Yeah, and he is a dancer, come on, he's so hot, the perfect figure with muscles and yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. And everything was just going on fine. And they liked each other very much. And she just very, she was very into him. And she can feel that the guy was into her as well. But so after that, after their performance is over, the night before the guy need to leave, and the guy just asked the girl to go out to have a drink with him, and they were in a bar. So they, the girl, before the girl went out, she told her friend, the friend is not me, but our common friend. And she said, I'm going out for a drink. And the friend said, oh, whoa, you're going to do something. And the girl said, no, I don't think so. But in a bar, they made out.
In the bar?
Made out, not make love. Okay. And the guy just said, it's too late. You cannot get back. The last bus has already stopped. And so the guy just invited her to stay with him in his hotel, because it's a fancy hotel. Come on, 5-star fancy hotel, because he is an international dancer. Okay, so everything just happened naturally, and it was her first night. After that, we asked her, how was it? Is it very painful to have the first sex? She said, not really noticed about it, because everything was just
fantastic.
So smoothly. And you can imagine that he is a dancer. He knows the limit. He knows how to move.
I know your body,
okay?
Well, enough.
Okay, do you want to hear the second story?
Is this porn?
I didn't say any sensitive word, okay?
So I'd like to ask one question. So have they met each other
ever again? No, after that the guy just left. And the guy we left for another city in China to
find another girl.
It is for one night. We've discussed about it, because we told the girl that the guy traveled around the world to give his
How many girls?
Of course, he has met so many girls. We just said exactly the same to the girl, and the girl totally understood it. And she said, yeah, but I just had fun. It's okay. I don't mind. I don't want to be his girlfriend or something. I will not chase him back to his country or have a relationship with him. It makes no sense, but I just had fun with him. Even for one night, it's enough. And it's an experience.
Cool girl.
A friend of mine.
Another friend of you, okay?
And she waited for so long to her 18th birthday so she can have sex.
So she gave herself a present, okay?
Wow. Well, just one day. I'm 18, I can have sex with someone.
Yes, and after that she said, I have become exactly what I wanted myself to become, in which means she can separate love with sex.
Okay, I know that. Okay.
And she just had sex with several men.
It's before 18 or
after 18, of course.
Okay.
And at the same time, or
maybe yes.
Oh my god!
Okay. I'd like to ask her. So, she said, none of the guys was her boyfriend.
Oh my
so
god.
The last one, she had sex with some guy, and the guy was like over 30 or something. She's just into that kind of type.
I can totally understand.
It's just mature.
But they don't have
Who knows? I didn't see the guy, but who knows? And now they're together. They live together, and they are like really together.
The guy over 30.
They got married.
No, have relationship. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. Of course not.
Okay. I'm wondering, what is your friend doing? Is she a university student?
Yeah.
Oh, just a young university student hook up with a super successful businessman.
Yeah, but I think it's very normal. We are like around 20. Yeah. And the guy just 10 years older than us. I think they wouldn't get together if they don't have common topic.
Not a male friend.
Uh-huh.
But
you got a male.
Yeah, when I had two classmates and they told me a story, but the end he didn't make it because he was to shock. I can't believe that. He said, they got really drunk with a girl. With a girl.
Yeah, sure.
They went to 5 bars that night.
5 bars?
Yes.
They tried, just literally tried one by one.
No. Yeah, because the girl wanted to spend the night with him, but... And, okay, after 5 bars, they
got really drunk.
Got really drunk, and they went back to the dorm. The international student dorm.
Oh.
So, you know.
Here's the problem. When a man is really drunk, he cannot have sex with him because his little buddy cannot work.
Whoa! It's different from person to person.
Yeah. No,
Wait,
you are now something. How can you remember it when you're drunk? How can you remember the state of your...
Scientifically, when a man say that I'm drunk and I did something that I didn't remember, then he's lying.
Oh my god. It's horrible.
Get it. Learn
anyway,
it.
The story that the girl invited him to go on her back.
But the man just left.
Kind of.
He's nothing such a pussy.
No ability. No sex ability.
He's such a pussy.
The girl must be really awkward.
Yeah, and he did go to her back. He said, I'm just so sleepy and
so tired.
And honestly,
it doesn't work anymore.
I can't.
It doesn't work. What the fuck?
He never had sex before, so I think maybe just don't like that girl. Oh, okay. Perhaps, as Martin says,
he cannot have the erection.
You remind me of a story that happened in my junior school.
Junior
high school. Yeah.
But
any of them, but neither of them are is my friend. So
okay.
I just heard
okay.
of that.
There is no need to
they
hide
are,
it.
They are the students in the class beside me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In
your
another class.
Your desk mate or?
Yeah. Nope, another class, okay? And then I heard that the girl was pregnant.
Oh,
yes.
Junior high.
Yeah, junior high, the last year.
Last year.
Yeah, the last year. And then they say they were... I heard the story that the boy and the girl wouldn't come to school anymore. Yeah.
Because of the pregnancy or...
Yeah, the pregnancy. They know the pregnancy. Then they walk out.
They just went out.
I don't know how to say it in English. It's...
Oh my god.
You know?
Okay.
Super, and they go, I think, very far. And then the police find them in a bar. In the countryside.
Bar. Why
yeah.
the police? Oh, okay.
A bar. Because their parents can't find them anymore. So they call the police and ask the police to find them. And then they are in the bar. And the girl just...
You mean the pregnant woman go to the bar with his...
Nope. Gets the operation.
Uh-huh.
Abortion.
Still bastard.
And then the second year, they...
Among those stories, there is not enough relationships in those stories. It's just some people just do that for one night. But here I want to tell you something between two lovers. They are friends of one of my friends. And okay. They went to the same university in the south of China. His name is S University. And the owner... Don't use a real name.
Oh.
The owner of this university is really rich. So, as a result of that, nearly every room in their dorm have some empty beds.
Oh.
And sometimes just one person owns this huge room, this whole room. A girl has a boyfriend, and sometimes she will invite her boyfriend to her dormitory, and they will sleep together.
Wow. Wow, so convenient.
It's just really normal and sweet for them. And they even planned they will not do that more than twice a week.
Wow.
For some health.
It's a healthy relationship.
Concerns. I think before they become real lovers, they may have hooked up.
Yeah. But in the American TV series Friends, you know, they're very old. And the first episode, Monica went out to date the one guy, and she told her friends that it's not a real date. It's just two people going out and not having sex. So, which indicates that if it's a date, but they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, they may have sex.
Well, let's move to the second question. How much further can you go before confirming your lover or husband or wife? Why? Just a quick answer, I think.
I think, yeah, sex. Holding hands.
Yeah. Maybe kiss.
I will support sex before relationships.
Hold hands.
Kiss.
So, it's I want horrible. To make it clear. How many people will support sex before relationship?
Me,
Martin, Winona.
I support, but I will not do that.
Why?
No, please. Put down.
I'm not against it, but I don't.
Will you do it? Just
do you accept this kind of phenomenon? Will you do it? Like, you don't have to do it like consciously. You don't have to look for a chance to do it, but if it happens, we'll do it.
It depends on if my girlfriend would like to do it.
I thought you would say it depends on if the girl is beautiful.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the point.
But his
girlfriend is beautiful, so.
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
So, how much common sense do you know should be paid attention to before sex or during sex?
Use protection!
Condom!
Yeah. Condom!
That's just one point. Any other?
And playmates is the most important point.
And
make sure he's not a murderer.
Not doing rush? What?
Rush? What do you mean by rush?
Because it will hurt me.
So use the oil, right?
Okay.
Use the moisture thing.
Well, I think that's necessary for a gays. And
it is,
reasons, but not for
guys. The just general sex needs that. I've seen a report that it
a girl needs all you.
Girls, come on, you need to use 10 times more than the usual amount of your oil in the sex.
Why?
Like, because it will moisture, like. It will help.
I think
smoothly. Yeah, more smoothly.
So clear.
Or it will hurt.
Because you
hurt.
Boy give you a drink and with medicine.
Well, that is
no way.
That happened.
Yeah.
Always happen.
In the bar.
No way.
Yes. Even without medicine, because some girl got really drunk in the bar.
Oh, I know that special phrase means pick up the body.
It's not a relationship. It's crime.
Mm. Horrible word.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But I think the. It's kind of misleading the audience because they do not use protection.
Yeah.
They just to prove you're healthy, you don't have AIDS or any other diseases related to sex.
Another question. I heard that somebody says practice makes perfect.
And that's why many boys.
And that's why we're wondering. Why? Why?
And that's the reason of masturbating.
Wait, I thought that...
Having a wear makes you faster. No, you can find your own keyboard.
It's a kind of practice, okay?
You can practice your skills, but something will not change.
It's in the American TV series, The Two Broke Girls. Carol Ann says, Max, every woman knows that size matters nothing.
Well, Daily Mail reports that sex dolls are in increasingly high demand. So, would you like to have one? Or do you think robots will have the same influence on the issue we're discussing today? Because robots can help you even if your lover can't satisfy you on that.
I bought one for my deathmate.
And how many
did you
buy for
sure?
Yourself?
I never.
Come on.
Just buy one for yourself.
I've got a girlfriend now.
Is there any problem with you?
No.
And also, we're not discussing at present time, but when you are like 40 or 50 years old,
yeah,
and with your partner.
You will get so desperate about sex life.
My partner?
Your partner gets old and maybe you have some...
No, a girl's sex age is like younger than a boy.
Yes, yeah. But that's the you're reason. Not interesting anymore to your partner.
But a girl...
And I won't be interested in boy.
Who knows? We will come back to you that. After 40 years.
But what kind of toy? What kind of robot? Does it get hit itself
like
with electricity?
Like, or like blowing, you know?
No, it's way more advanced nowadays. Yeah. It's not just the blowing.
Can it compare to the real human?
Kind of. It's getting closer and closer.
Oh, it's too cruel.
Too cruel for women.
Too cruel for the doll.
For the robot.
And you know what? You can even choose the pattern. You can choose the cool girl or sweet one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
actors.
Have one.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And they can chat with you.
Yeah, they have voices.
Artificial.
Yeah.
No, you. And you know what? In the real human, in that English TV series, the hero used the robot for to make love with her, and then he deleted the history.
When his girlfriend or wife is not with him, so he may have the kind of sexual needs, but he has no one beside him, so it's better, he'd better get a doll to keep their relationship going, because if not, he may like cheat on his wife. But if he had sex with a doll, it's not cheat.
If your husband have cheat, you envy the robot.
The robot?
Yeah. It's a robot, I don't care. But he's human-like.
Whoa.
Human-like, yeah, I don't care. I can get my own.
So you don't need some relationship like a marriage and something like that. You just you have your own. So your aim is to earn enough money and to buy a robot.
Buy many robots.
Different kinds of it.
Different modes.
Well, I think a relationship includes you love
what
someone.
Kind of?
You love someone not only psychologically but also physically. So take that all in consideration. What's your dreaming relationship?
The relationship I have right now.
Oh!
Get out!
Martin's out!
Martin's out.
So you are really something, right?
I really hope both psychology and fitness.
It's not just for
it's the
same.
It's the best situation.
Perhaps for one night.
For one night.
Yeah, but
it is a kind of sex before relationship.
The first condition is I know them very much, you know.
Oh,
I should know them.
For one night.
I think it's friends with benefit.
And to decide whether I will have sex with them.
It's friends with benefit.
I mean, the only argument you have is that you don't want to have sex with someone that you don't know, a stranger.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's go on. Let's go to Steven.
Maybe I will separate the physical and... I want a peaceful and quiet relationship.
Sexless.
Yes.
What?
Because it's, I'm a lazy girl.
you're too lazy to have sex.
And for me, I want to separate two things apart, clearly. And that's why I want to explain why I couldn't choose a robot. Because I think love is too complex thing. Maybe he doesn't fit you in sex. Maybe, and he got advantages and disadvantages, and he can't be that perfect. And that's why it is amazing. And that's why love is amazing, to understand oneself, step by step.
This chicken soup, I drink it.
Maybe it makes you angry, and that's maybe it makes you happy, and that's why we need a long journey.
Do you accept sex before marriage?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's totally fine to separate love with sex. Because love is your emotional need and sex is your physical. You need both. But when you only have sex, it's fine. When you only have love, even if sexless, it's also... Or maybe it's not fine.
I'm not so satisfied.
I can't agree with you. I kind of agree with Kevin, because there is a saying, love is the best... aphrodisiac. I mean, the drug.
Well, I heard another saying. Let me translate it briefly. It says, love is the poetic form of sexuality, in which in Chinese is 爱是恋爱是性欲的诗歌表现形式。
Oh, you're totally a poet.
Can you translate it into a normal? I can't understand. It means you need sex. You need sex, so you need love.
Steven, you're so mean.
When you always have sex before the relationship and you change all the time.
Boring.
Yeah, and one day you'll find you will lost your mind. Yeah. And
you're always chasing.
You cannot
really
feel the love.
And it's just a battle with him, fight with him, fight against him, and then you win and then find another, I think.
A teacher of mine said in class several days ago that she says it's different. The condition is different in China and in America. In America, the guys, they play before settle down. And in China, the guys settle down before they play, like the marriage. In America, they fuck around with so many different people. But once, after they had enough, maybe they will not have enough. After they think they had enough, then they met a girl, they married each other, then they will settle down.
They will be
normally,
really serious.
Normally, yeah, they will treat the last relationship seriously because they've already had enough in their playing time.
Okay,
but in China, it's different. Like, the guys find a girl, and after marriage, he goes out to fuck around with more people.
That's important.
And it's very common. So that's why so many marriages that just break.
Oh. It makes sense.
So I think I'd rather prefer the playing part before the marriage.
Well, I think just make sure you won't be hurt and do whatever you like.
Enjoy yourself.
You only live once. You
know. Never hurt another.
Yeah, just enjoy yourself.
So yeah, use the condom.
Use protection.
That's the end of
use protection and enjoy yourself. Keep it safe. Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。